Hey, how you doing? It's Johnny Wizard here again. Well, I think I'll start this one off by not only speaking for myself, but for all American men in general. And when I state that there is nothing but joy in our hearts when we hear of another Bushite kill. These Bushites as enemies of America, serving the demon Antichrist, our Mr. Bush Jr., in their fruitless attempts at helping him escape the crime scenes of 9/11, because we all know this is never going to happen. We're going to kill Bush, we're going to kill Rumsfeld, and we're going to kill Condoleezza Rice with the law. The law is going to kill all three of them. And I've said we should do it in Times Square after their trial, where they get to defend themselves. But of course, we only take their positions. There's no us and them in this argument. It's the White House's position that they committed these crimes. But anyway, the Bushite doesn't have the mind. As a parasite and an enemy of humanity, they openly confess to targeting the innocent. Targeting women, like, are also members of our community, and we know through Oprah Winfrey. You know, there is no men in the American military strong enough to hunt down rapists. Those who rape American women in the military don't get arrested by Rumsfeld's Pentagon, because he wants to use that as a form of intimidation on the mind of the grunt. And again, it's so difficult to reach them because, you know, from my people a little bit more familiar with myself, you know, I'm the genius guy. You know, I try to use intellect and intelligence to reach them, but I know they don't have the mental faculties. As slaves, Bush whores, you know, soulless individuals, they don't have a belief structure comprised of understanding. They don't understand why Bin Laden did all of 9/11. Like, how did he do it all? But that's it. See their minds? See that? That's what a Bushite is. There's nothing there. You know, there's no thought. All they do is accept the dictates of the demon Antichrist, which states you steal from people for George W. Bush and his neocon cabal of God-haters. And if you're wounded or injured or whatever, who gives a fuck? Go off and die in the gutter because you're a coward who was too afraid to stand up for your own community, for your own flag. You know, Bush doesn't want to arrest those for 9/11. Any Bushite who disagrees with apprehending, for example, General Ahmad, the primary funder to the mastermind ringleader Muhammad Atta, is an enemy. And I mean, if you're in the military and you own a gun, or you have a gun in your hand, and you ask your commander, let's go get those for 9/11, man. You know, this Johnny Wizard, I hate him sometimes because he kills Bushite on a routine basis. He says they're his enemy, as anyone who supports Bush irrationally is, truly. He tries to talk to them, but they don't fucking get it. They're too weak as slaves. But Johnny has convinced me that it is important to arrest those we know who were responsible for 9/11. Bin Laden didn't do the whole thing by himself. Let's go get General Ahmad. And if your commander hesitates in any way whatsoever, kill it. Kill Buford Blount. Okay? Kill Sattler, because they're the enemies of America. The strategy that the demon Bush cabal has is they figure if they keep war criming, as has been perpetrated against God in Fallujah, where the nearest estimate we have now is over 200,000 innocent people murdered. You know, and this is going to escape Bush. We're all going to go, we're not going to hunt down the Bush mob cabal with our guns and kill them, because we're not strong enough as real Americans to uphold the Constitution as ourselves. You know, Bush, he doesn't want to arrest those for 9/11. That's their strategy that they've confessed to already. White House spokespeople did, to Jim Mikulski. He's reported on it already. You know, you fucking deal with it. That's reality. The FBI says Bush's business partner, General Ahmad, funded Muhammad Atta. That's reality. Can't deal with it. Just don't get in our way, Bushite, and we won't have to kill you. Anybody who supports these actions against Iraq is an enemy of me. Okay, there's no reason to steal all this money. You know, all this humanitarian aid's been stolen by Halliburton. They say, oh, no, it's legitimate because Bush is above all the laws of the universe. No, no, no. It's stolen money. And every single cent is going to be returned to the Iraqi people. Not out of the pockets of the American taxpayer, but out of the pockets of Halliburton. We want to seize the funds of every single senior executive in that establishment. Don't like it, Bushite? We'll fucking kill you. They say they want to bring democracy. Okay, well, because we want to outlaw torture? That's right. The Oregon military say there are innocent families, including children, women, being tortured by sadistic Nazi savages, Bushites. And his commander told him that he better not say anything or do anything, and you can't arrest these guys. And I'll say this to all American soldiers, those who stand between us here and saving the lives of those people over there, we will kill anybody who gets in our way to save these innocent people being victimized. Similarly at Guantanamo, Red Cross, tantamount to torture, fuck off. You know, the Red Cross, there's, you know, 99.9% of the people there got to be good folks. The spokesman there, we should consider arresting him for war crimes on behalf of the Bush demon cabal. You know, he tells us there's no women being held in illegally by disciples of the Antichrist. That's what he said. He's lying to us. Who does he think he's lying to? You know, he says he supports this war against terrorism because it has to be fought. Yeah, against the bad guys. So, is it Miller or something like that at Guantanamo? He needs to be... You know, commander was executed by an American soldier who readily gave himself up and said he did it to protect America's America. And they say we can put people in prison without charging them for a criminal offense. We start with those guys. Like, where the fuck are they? They go, well, we don't need no evidence. We don't want to charge them. It's embarrassing. No, it's not embarrassing. Those are our lives. Those are life itself that we all share as equals. And when the Bushite... Now, I mean, we're getting this in other countries now. Politicians are saying, yeah, well, maybe we don't need no evidence against somebody to put them in prison indefinitely and torture them for sadomasochistic, satanic rituals. I fucking hate Bushite. If you know, you see these Bushite, they come back from Iraq, eh? They tell you about all the cash they stole and father's daughter, and then I killed them and stole. Look at the fucking money I got in my pocket. These aren't Americans. The Bushite isn't an American. Doesn't support the FBI. Doesn't support the rights of Americans to a fair trial. You know, a Bushite advocates, you know, the torture of innocent people to death. Go, yeah, but so what? That's, they're fighting terrorism, they say. Their lies are so wicked evil. And as cowards, they watch America become victimized, losing to criminal actions taken against you as the taxpayer. You're black, you're brown, you're red, you're yellow, whatever. Nobody's even the same as anyone else is. We're all uniquely ourselves, individuals.
Addendum. I'm really disturbed, though, you know. I'd like to get a group of white guys together in the United States, and we hunt down the Ku Klux Klan, these KKK guys. We hunt them down. Just white guys. No black guys allowed. Only white guys who hunt down the KKK. You know, they want to do a parade in New York City, I heard. And fuck, what history does the KKK have? Like, fuck, why do I even have to talk about this? We should not have to suffer any further from their assaults with ignorance that we're fucking above now. You're not gonna burn no fucking cross telling us about how you're doing God's will. What do you think of that idea? I think it's good. No, that's my addendum. Anyway, I don't want to take it off the storyline. I watched Saturday Night Live. That's where I came up with the idea. You know, I don't think I'm alone on that issue either.
You're black, you're brown, you're red, you're yellow, whatever. Nobody's even the same as anyone else is. We're all uniquely ourselves, individuals. Now, America has these principles in writing, but the Bushite is sabotaging it. You know, they're taking the tax payments that American workers are forced to make, where, you know, you lose your house or go to jail or whatever. You know, they're forcing you to pay the wages of South African death squad goons. They're getting $1,000 a day or more. This is what Rumsfeld is paying these guys. And you see Rumsfeld standing in front of these soldiers on the news the other day. And it's another thing I can never understand. I wrote on this originally in regarding Afghanistan. When Bush was standing in front of armed, I think they were armed. They should have been. Somebody should have. Fucking bare fist them. But whatever. Bush was standing there in front of these soldiers. And he's telling them, you know, how important this mission is. That they're, you know, they're risking their lives for. And some of them will die. But, you know, you got to take merit in knowing that we're going after those that distribute heroin around our world. That's the problem. They're so very weak. Something is going on there. There's different forces at play. Hellhole. It was unbelievable, if you guys recollect that. It was like something out of fiction, for sure. It just couldn't be real. That they would, and just put this poison in them. We don't know what it does. If they die, who cares? They're the enemies of us all. Bushites have no commitment to their neighbors, no commitment to their brothers.
So at that time, if there were, you know, any Americans present in the military, you know, they readily left. Why should an American soldier poison his life, his body, for a way to steal yet another dollar off the sacrifice of these lifeless enemies of God? How can you support Negroponte's position to deny Iraqi children drinking water? Can you not kill Negroponte for that? And they go, oh, I don't know. They find doubt within themselves to stand up to defend the innocent.
So what we need to do to solve the water problem is we have to get some international cooperation. I know Russia has the largest water bomber in the world. And FEMA let people in California die. And they did die because FEMA said they didn't want to use a commie water bomber to put out the flames. Biggest water bombers in the world. Humongous. So, Mr. Putin, we've had very little time to discuss matters, and I've got a lot that I wish to talk to you about. But I'm hoping I can help negotiate you to send in some of these water bombers into Iraq, and we can bring them all some clean drinking water so there won't be further shortages of water causing the needless deaths of more children sacrificed for these criminal matters Bush has brought to our world. Why don't you invite me over for lunch or something? It'd be kind of cool. Or come on over here. Hey, Mr. Putin, Johnny Wizard here. Come on over for coffee. We'll sit down. Let's try to work this problem out for ourselves. You know, Bush and his neocon cabal of God-haters seem to think they own this world of ours. Anyway, Paul Martin, you're invited too. Of course. Okay, well, back to where we were.
How can you support Negroponte's position to deny Iraqi children drinking water? Can you not kill Negroponte for that? And they go, oh, I don't know. They find doubt within themselves to stand up to defend the innocent.
They don't have it. It's not that they have, oh, it's a different idea from a different political vantage point. You know, you got all these middlemen contractors who, in a responsible, semi-democratic government, are going to be held to account from some angle or another. Somebody's going to want to watch the pennies. Where is it going? Where is it coming from? In America, this process has been stolen from America. The corporations won't hold the politicians to account, and the politicians are getting paid bribes. What is that in America? What other country does that? Where Enron just comes up to Phil Gramm, here's $100,000, we're going to rob California. If we're going to put out thousands and thousands of American businesses because they're not going to be able to keep up with the increased overhead in electricity. You know, quadrupling your hydro rates for a car dealership, as example. Like, what kind of cash are you talking about? But look at it from Phil Gramm's perspective. He's just like Bush is. Bush is the same. He's confronted with the fact that there's a terrorist act coming down. Like, I'm talking about what specific evidence we have planned after being warned about this imminent terrorist attack. He made a plan for his own self-interest to invade Afghanistan. It would serve Enron's interest. They can, and even the plan went on further. They're talking about global conquest, set up concentration camps around the world like they're practicing Fallujah here. Can you believe this? This is one of the more humorous elements to the nature of evil itself, the deceived, disguised. This is the best plan they could come up with all by themselves. This is the utopian government that they want to instill as their so-called, quote, democracy, unquote, in our world. And they're going to murder our families, murder our friends indiscriminately, rifle through our pockets to steal our spare change while they're at it. And nobody anywhere is going to be smart enough to say, well, hold on there a minute, partner. You know, if you're claiming to ourselves, the human species, that evidence isn't a requirement to convince you on who will be your next murder victim, I think us people of humanity should take a very close look at this Bushite Nazi grunt wannabe. You know, these Bushites are enemies to all people. Now, I know as Christ, it's very simple for a Christ-like mentality, whatever, you know, the state of universal awareness. For me, it's fairly simple to see their criminal nature and what it represents in this world. But it shouldn't be too difficult for you either, even if you're not a religious person, even an atheist. But for you, you can see that this perception of the world where we're all treated as equals and justice is a property of ourselves, included in nature with creation as the orders to chaos. This stuff ends up being, like, super, super simple. You fly up into, okay, well, like, one way to look at it, of course, all these explanations are parts of deception, as is three dimensions. So there's never an absolute conclusion to these answers I'm giving you to a question that's not completed yet. But anyway, it's all on this moment we call now. So this moment we call now can be very much as dust in the wind. Very, very much like that, and it's not a falsehood to realize what is it to be human. You know, do you have desires? Do you need some water? Do you need a roof over your head? Are you hungry, you know? The real world pulls you back down. You know, and says, well, there's certain requirements that you have as an individual to survive. I'm not that strange. I'm a little crazy sometimes. You know, I'm chopping demons all the time. I talk about timeless states of reality that are part of this moment we call now, which is way out there and right solid on the ground. Innocent people are being victimized, so Bush can profit off those criminal enterprises that he uses, that he so-called almost accomplishes, by leveraging the ignorance of the American masses. You know, like 85% of Bushite thinks Saddam did 9/11. Don't you think? Well, this is part of what I'm bringing to you. No, think about this for a moment. Don't you think it would be in CNN's interest, CBC's interest, to like go through the facts for our communities, considering there's so many people? How can that be so? 85%. And, you know, more than half of America supports Bush. You know, those numbers I don't believe, you know. This is the big con game now we're talking. The Illuminati and the Masons. Okay? But I'll tell you what's really happening here if you use your math skills. You know, the Republican Bushite Party hired 3,600 people in Ohio. We got a story of guys getting paid $75 for the day to hold up a sign saying they're Republican. But some of this math stuff is so simple, and we're suffering so miserably because we can't add one and one together. Doubt is an ever-present property, too. But as you can see, nothing's absolutely certain, so it's all just little creations that you make within yourself about this moment that we survive with. Now, depleted uranium is radioactive. Now, they dumped thousands of tons of this material on themselves that they'll certainly die from. You know, we understand scientifically, like, this is a difficult thing for people. It's going to be. Because this is part of the Christ thing or whatever, you know. This is truth. You know, science is something we understand. We know what radiation will do to the chromosomes or the genes of our DNA. We know this already. It doesn't matter how tough a guy you are. Tough guy. Doesn't matter, man, how tough you are. You know, that radiation is going to mutate the DNA of your cell, kill it, or perhaps make it cancerous, and it'll devour your whole body and kill you. Now, every single time a person gets hit with depleted uranium, they develop tumors around the wound. 100% of the time. It isn't a theory. Now, the reason this happens, we understand. The cells are being mutated by the radiation that's coming off this material. It's not a theory. We can measure the radiation. Okay, there's a problem there. The Bushite, they want to pollute the world as enemies of God. They want to kill indiscriminately. And even Bush said, you know what, after we die, it's over or whatever, in Bob Woodward's book, you know, the truth of his fucking religion, you know. It doesn't hold any honor to or respect for this world in which he was born to, right? There's no, who fucking cares about anybody else but himself? Gets the warning, and fuck, he's in there for his own interests. He can profit off the murder of thousands of Americans, just as Phil Graham. He gets $100,000, and most Bushites would say, well, that's how the system works in America. You lobby the senator, the congressman, and you just give the congressman whatever you can afford, and it's a bribe, and then the congressman will vote on whatever you ask them to do, because CNN's not going to make that effort. They're the commitments not to serve America's interests. So the congressman doesn't feel like he's going to be exposed. If anybody says anything or tries to push CNN's buttons, they'll go, well, it's too embarrassing for Phil Graham. Like they say with Bush. You know, the war started because Saddam wouldn't let the inspectors in. You know, this is what I bring also as creator, that knowledge. That wisdom, or you go to fuck you, send yourself to hell because you're too fucking dumb. I'll teach you whatever you don't understand. There's no cause. If there's no cause, it doesn't matter what Bush says. It's going to be a lie. You had a complete 100% access. Now, I told CBC this. Talk before. Everybody there, man. That's one of the few things I would say. You know, well, we have complete access right now. You know, I could go through the 30. I don't want to waste 30 seconds or a minute. But I put together some damn good presentations. You know, I'm never as forceful as I am with you on these recordings as I was in those private personal conversations. You know, hi, Mr. Smith. It's John here calling from, you know, here's my number. You know, I'm doing a little bit of independent news research out here, and I find, you know, reports coming from Jim Mikulski at MSNBC News that they got this plan in its final stages, just prior to 9/11, to invade Afghanistan. They couldn't invade Afghanistan without some sort of attack occurring that would instigate an actual war. And they got this plan, and it's all about accusing bin Laden for terrorist activities, and they've spent a year working on it or more, and through all the time they put it together, they never thought to include one single shred of evidence. Knowing already, as Taliban fundamentalists, through an experience that Mr. Clinton had, you know, it is their fundamental religion not to persecute the innocent. You know, they do a lot of things that I'm very much opposed to, or did. You know, but it's only through communication and expressing knowledge and wisdom and understanding. You have to have understanding. Like, that's the thing about the illegitimacy of both these wars. Where's your understanding? You don't even know what you're talking about. You know, they're persecuting women. Well, no, it's actually the reverse. You know, the Taliban were brought together solely to protect the women of their families. That's what brought that political, those political people together under one banner. Before, you know, there's so many tribes, it's so difficult to get people together. But that was the one thing they were, and the history, I've written on it already. These are things that are established, you know, by people who were in Afghanistan. People wrote books about Afghanistan prior to 9/11. You know, people go, no, we created the Taliban, America corporate news interests, serving those interests only of corporate control, corporate mind control to keep you uninformed. They don't want those 85% of Bushites to know who was truly responsible for the terrorist acts of 9/11. You know, they've made it that interest not to serve freedom's position. And again, we see the true nature, we see the true nature of the Bushite criminal. They will kill Bushite for Bushite and sacrifice their worthless selves to be cast into the gutter if only to benefit the shoeshine on Bush's new set. You know, think of the victims at the World Trade Center being turned against by news staffers. Don't give a shit about going after those who actually stole their lives, sacrificed themselves for nothing but to put hundreds of billions of dollars into the warmongers' pockets. Thieved. And their excuse is, oh, that's war. It's too complicated. It's too much information. Normal people can't handle it, man. You know, you think people work full-time hours. If you've got a family, you've got to spend some time with the kids, right? Watch a movie. Geez, where does the time go? Who's got the time to figure out what Halliburton's really done anyway? You know, or Monsanto. They're extremely huge issues. And this is why you have a government. You have somebody that works full time, working on these important issues that involve ultimately America's survival. But the processes of protection are being deregulated. You know, laws are being taken away. And Bush is saying, that's free market. Get rid of the regulations. He's encouraging the subsidizing of his friends in high-ranking corporate positions to be subsidized by the sacrificed rights of the worker. How can you compete against slave labor? I ask every American business owner who's got some love for his community to some degree or another. You know, it's where you grew up, man. It's where you've had all those great dreams of a better future for yourself and family. You know, Bushy just calls that free enterprise. You know, a couple other guys do that too, you know, on our planet. There's a problem here. Boy, it's a good thing I came on the scene. I'll tell you that right now. You know, the principles that they often talk about are totally cool. You know, a free market. You know, let's get fairness happening. That's right. But they never implement those things they pronounce as their intent. Like with Statler saying he liberated Fallujah. Or Abizaid. You know, both of these guys, see, they won't face me man to man, eh? Or they won't also defend themselves just publicly. You know, we don't have to fight. I don't have to kill you. Why don't you just step forward, you know, Abizaid and Sattler, and explain yourself. I've got a pretty powerful voice here. I got every gun group in America listening to what I'm saying, you know, whether they like me or not. I think Mr. Sattler and Abizaid should step forward and defend themselves, because American soldiers are also hearing these allegations that are being put forward against their treasonous behavior. You know, Mr. Sattler, if you don't want to have us arrest those responsible for 9/11, don't you think we Americans should kill you, considering you're sending our sons and daughters into harm's way for no better good? What's the point of bombing Fallujah, napalming it, ordering the murder of innocent people in the streets? That's fucking... You're an enemy to us, buddy. That's how I'm seeing it.
Well, don't you got some words to say for yourself in your own defense?
You know, by him remaining silent, only shows us the contempt that he has, truly, for the American soldier, the Nazi grunt. He'll let you die as a slave, refusing to support the true patriots of America who want our stolen money back. You know, we want Bush to be brought to justice for 9/11 with Rumsfeld and Condoleezza Rice and Myers and Cheney. And if we have to arrest all the Republicans in Congress, that's what we'll have to do. But we'll have to get Ron Paul's, you know, opinions on that, because there's some mighty fine outstanding Republicans out there too that don't like what's going on. Not that many, you know, Jesus. That's part of the horrors. You know, there's all kinds of criminals in there stealing all kinds of cash because they figure corporate America's not going to hold them accountable, and so they can do as they will against your interests as an American, but towards themselves to benefit off Ariel Sharon. Like, this is a, you know, this is as evil as it gets. You know, can you deal with it? King of kings, king of Jews. You know, but what they're doing, they're sending Ariel Sharon American taxpayer money to victimize Christians, steal their houses, their property, shoot them indiscriminately, throw them into concentration camps. And the reward the congressman gets for passing these continual grants is a kickback from Ariel Sharon. Now, that's not a theory. That's what it is. That's how the system operates. It's open public information. You know, that's how America is. That's the illness. You know, all CNN's ever had to do is just say, well, listen, you're funding the victimization of those you claim to be innocent. We're supposed to be a nation of respect for all people. Have you looked at the Constitution? These actions that the government is taking in your name are to victimize the innocent, to steal from. You know, they say that God said this to them. Where? Show me, you fuck. What are you talking about? Abraham? You know, he grew hemp. That was his seed. Is it, you know, marijuana is a gift from God. He wanted him to spread his seed. Okay, the lost tribes of Israel, they live in Ethiopia. That's the Dead Sea Scrolls. Beautiful people. You know, they got the Ark of the Covenant over there. Okay, what are you talking about? What biblical verse in Genesis? You know, it's a crock of shit. You know, that's the nature of truth. It's, who are you? Who the hell do you think you are opposing me speaking for yourself? You know, it's, you should be just as smart as I am in recognizing victimizing the innocent is victimizing us all. And the greater person you are as a member of our humanity, the more outraged you should be. But I'm the paradox, see? If I wasn't the Son of Man, I'd be screaming at the top of my lungs right now. You know, if I was anywhere near Bush, I'd be fucking killing it. I'd be fucking killing him. You know, and when people come and arrest me and say I did it because he committed 9/11 with Rumsfeld and their plan, top secret plan with Condoleezza Rice. He didn't want to get General Ahmad. He bombed Afghanistan. Get me on the fucking news already. You know, I want to be a part of this communication process. No, Art Bell, you know, it's a love-hate relationship. He's done lots of great shows in the past. You know, the idea behind his show is revolutionary. But I just, his position politically is so tremendously weak and against the interests of America when he won't allow anyone to speak on behalf of the soldiers who are sacrificing their lives. Should there not be an open, honest discourse as to what the war is about and why are Americans asked to continually give more to that cause that nobody's getting an opportunity to articulate or even debate? You know, you'll notice nobody, in all my years of writing, nobody actually opposes me. So I'm kind of profoundly, you know, heavy duty for people to deal with because I'm so true. Everything I talk about is like wicked, wicked cool. But, you know, I want to debate the Bushite. You know what we'd get on a debate type show with Art Bell? You'd get the Bushite coming up there going, "Well, I thought Saddam did 9/11, that's why." And you go, "You know, what do you, can you read? Can you write?" You pull the Bushite into the light. And we see, we can see as we saw, and we continue to gasp in horror at the actions they take against the innocent instead, and excuse that conduct because they claim, you know, they're fighting on behalf of Christ, you know, Christ, the good guy, the guy loves everybody, but fuck you, man, you know. So anyway, this has been a longer program than anticipated. So I'm going to have to do some cuts and stuff, but you got to help me, man. Get me in the news before I lose one of these Bushite fights. Fuck, I hate Bushite, man. I hate Bushite. I wish somehow they could be awoken from their states of depravity with a few magical words and find themselves becoming new Americans, respectful of the old America that not everybody's completely forgotten about. Like I said, there's lots of outstanding Republicans. Now he's, "Oh God, I guess I'll kind of get involved," you know. But whatever. Democracy doesn't come without a fight for protections, of freedom for all people. Anything else is bullshit. They're bringing democracy to Fallujah. Yeah, right. Anybody who supports George W. Bush is my enemy. George W. Bush committed 9/11 with his buddy General Ahmad, who funded the mastermind ringleader. Okay, that's according to the FBI. Any Bushite who gets in my way who says that isn't the case, I will kill. It is nothing to find the information out for yourself. You know, these are the positions that the corporations have against our communities. They feign ignorance. They pretend they couldn't possibly be aware of the intricacies of that development because it's just too fucking complicated. I hate Bushite. You know, they can't look at what a Bushite is compared to a real man. If we have women in our family who are being raped, do we not seek out justice for ourselves? Are we not interested in protecting the rights of the women in our families? Not Bushite America. You know, women are raped in the military, and the men, whoops, the fucking Bushite Nazi vermin in the military don't hunt those guys down and shoot them in the head for escaping the principles of the American flag. Freedom for all. You know, they don't even do that. They don't speak out. Where do I hear the voices of a soldier somewhere? You know, we, the world. Please, the world, read this fucking drivel. The minds of these disciples of the Antichrist. They talk about the benefits of murdering millions, perhaps billions of people. And we laugh at it. We go, "Oh, they're so fucking evil and stupid." No, they're still alive and we haven't hunted them down yet. Okay? Bushite are the enemy. What position do you have against freedom to not support the arrest of those who perpetrated 9/11? That's the position of every fucking Bushite. The Sattler tells them we murdered over 200,000 people to liberate them. Every Bushite kill you make is in the interests of God and humanity, freedom and America. Look at what a Bushite is. Advocates the torture of innocent people to death. The people who are responsible for torturing people at Guantanamo need to be arrested and executed as preliminary executions before the big celebration in Times Square where fucking Rumsfeld, Bush, and Condoleezza Rice are executed. You fuck. They steal all this money from Iraq. They go, "Oh, we have a right to because we're the winners." I don't fucking think so. What bad guys? Will they go after the bad guys in Iraq? No. I've told them already. So has the honorable soldiers from Oregon. They say there are people being tortured in Iraq today for Bush. They're completely innocent. They're women. They're children. They're the innocent. I tell you, any branch of the American military, if your commander, firstly, doesn't support the arrest of those who committed 9/11, kill them. You tell them General Ahmad funded Muhammad Atta, you Nazi fuck, and you kill them. Okay? Two, if your commander says he's going to go after Zakari, but he's not going to follow the crime scene leads at Abu Ghraib as to where he killed Berg, or why Zakari would bomb children, you know, with radioactivated bombs in a scene where there were tons of Marines around that he could have killed instead, but didn't. You know, your commander, he doesn't want to ask the questions, how did fucking Zakari get into Abu Ghraib? Shoot your commander dead. Because he's going to say, oh, is there, like Sattler, oh, we're going after Zakari. You got any evidence? No. Oh, but it's fucking a precision thing. I stopped. See, you know, I know of not a single case where they bring forward any evidence to anybody. You know, this is what evil is. You know, oh, it's a faith initiative on your part as the soldier to sacrifice your life.